Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Danny, and I'm here with my twin brother.
What's up, guys? My name is Rami.
And we're the Bacha Twins. And today we have a topic that you guys probably wanted us to talk about. And the topic is social dancing, leading and following skills, you know, when you come to a social dancing event. And we're going to split it into three parts, where number one is leading for men. Number two is, as a follower, what you should do. And number three, connecting and the purpose of the dance. And my brother will start it off with leading for men, how you should lead, bro, as a guy.
I think a lot of things go into play when it comes to leading, as far as actually leading the woman and actually dancing her and understanding what level she's in as a dancer. I think a lot of leaders don't recognize that certain followers cannot do certain moves because of the level they're in, you know? And sometimes as a leader, we tend to go a bit overboard, you know, when it comes to doing moves and patterns that they cannot understand, you know, and that's the whole point of leading. Leading, you have to understand the follower. So besides actually dancing, you have to understand what level they're in so you can actually put in display what you're capable of doing with that person and only getting to the level that they should be at, not going any further than that, because a lot of leaders, they tend to exaggerate, you know, they tend to make women do different moves where they don't feel comfortable doing it, you know, and that's where the leading comes from. Leading should be about having an understanding between each other and putting that and connecting and enjoying the music for what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. You never want to be forced as a follower, you know, if you don't know how to do a certain move or a certain body movement, you know, especially that there's a lot of sensual bachata now, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of thing that goes into play that I was going to mention. Thank you for reminding me, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think also when it comes to leading, I think guys, they tend to do the same thing over and over again, you know, where they're not really dancing to the music. They're just dancing to music.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a different.
They're thinking like, I have to do all the things I know how to do instead of actually enjoying the music and dancing to the music, and getting to the point that they're making sure that the partner that they're dancing with is actually having fun, not just doing a bunch of moves that they're just doing every single time they dance to a song.
Yeah.
Every dance should be different. Every song is different. Every song has a different meaning. So interpret it in a different way every time you go after it. That's what it will
be. That's awesome, man. I completely agree with that. We're going to move forward to the second one. The second one would be, as a follower, what you should do. And I'll cover this topic. I think as a follower, you should know what type of song it is. If it's essential, traditional, modern, you should be comfortable with whichever style, obviously, but because majority of the time will be men pulling out a woman to dance, you know. Women, don't be afraid to say no. If you feel like this leader is a creep or he just, you know, trying to, you know, feel your cosita and stuff like that, like, try to avoid that, you know. You should be able to read men. You guys read men better than men read women. So in a dance event, when you go out and dance, bring a friend with you, you know. It's always good to have a friend when you're going out dancing. It makes you more attractive, it makes you feel better, and you never know what goes down. But as a follower, when you're being followed by a guy, know your distance. Like, if that person is like really going overboard with certain moves, give them a pep talk while dancing. If they keep going, then just leave. They're like, sorry, I don't want to dance anymore, politely, you know, and just leave. I've seen this a lot in the dancing, and it's been crazy lately, you know, because a lot of people are initiating so many inappropriate moves.
Yeah, I think it's become a very big problem in the scene, because now ladies, they're doing things where they don't feel comfortable, you know. They're being forced to do a dip when they can't, because they either have back problems or they have a bad experience in the past, you know. And I know for a follower, that could be very terrifying and uncomfortable, because as a follower, you can't really do what you want to do unless he makes you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And you have the same particular style, you know? That's why a lot of people, a lot of followers who dance traditional, for example, they wouldn't want to dance sensual or something, because all they would be doing is sensual bachata.
Yeah. Know?
As far as for a sensual bachata,
yeah,
follower, that's all they want to know.
Yeah,
that's all they want to do. So that way they won't feel comfortable dancing traditional, because they don't have footwork or something like that.
So this connects to the first topic, because the dancing is all about being comfortable and having fun, you know, connecting. You know, connecting with your partner. If you guys are not getting along, and you feel uncomfortable, then I guess just walk off the floor, you know? You have to feel comfortable when you're dancing. And if you're not having fun, then why are you dancing? Like, it doesn't make sense. And every song is different, like my brother said. So you will see different type of dancers, different styles. This goes for every style. Doesn't matter if it's sensual, traditional, modern. The leader has to know what type of song is it, like, that he can initiate those type of moves or whatever, that type of connection that he's trying to do.
And that actually leads to our third topic when it comes to connecting and people, you know? So
and the purpose of the dance.
The purpose of the dance is to enjoy and connecting to a level that you understand each other, because in reality, dance is a language where two people come together and they're understanding it and they're having fun with it, you know. And a lot of people, they're like just opposites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most leaders, they want to do moves, they don't want to do fancy patterns. Women, they don't know how to follow these moves and they're trying to catch up, you know. So it's like different language and they don't know how to connect.
Yeah.
To the point that it looks awkward and they're not really enjoying themselves.
It's okay to push someone to try to get better. Like, let's say, oh, let's try to do a double spin.
Yeah, but you
have
to do those in practice.
Like, yeah.
And together.
It's time for
in
that.
In a social environment, you want to stick to what you know how to do, right? And you want to make the person feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they miscommunicate that. As far as, like, leading, like I mentioned in the past before, I said that leading, you have to not only know how to lead the person, but you have to know, understand what level they're in, that you can do this type of move, because
the later dip,
yeah, like these people are not exposed to certain moves that you might be an advanced dancer, you know. Yeah. So just know that. That's why a lot of people say stick to the basics, do your basic, don't forget about your basic, you know, because these are the things that you should be starting your dance with. A lot of people, they start doing crazy stuff right away once they start dancing, you know?
Yeah, and
so you want to have a good understanding and good connection with the person, to the point that, you know, they feel comfortable with you and they want to dance with you again at some point during the night.
Yeah. But guys, that's our topic in regards to social dancing at events. When it comes to leaders and followers, you know, stay your ground, man. Know who you're leading, what type of follower you're having in your hands, you know. And that wraps it up.